You're listening to WDOT Port Washington. Now to Nate for World News.
Hey there, I'm Nate Stern with today's World News. Earlier today in the Middle East, a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake was reported, which is ravaging civilian populations in central Turkey and northwest Syria. So far, over 1,500 deaths have been confirmed in Turkey and 700 deaths in Syria, with thousands more unaccounted for amongst the pandemonium. In a northern Somali village, at least 34 people have been killed in a recent firefight between Somali soldiers and Somaliland freedom fighters. The aforementioned region, Somaliland, broke away from Somalia in 1991, but has not gained widespread international recognition for its independence. This has caused a long and treacherous war of attrition, with fighting primarily taking place in civilian populated areas, such as the scene of this recent gunfight. In Asia, Vietnamese officials seized about 600 kilograms of smuggled ivory from Africa. Despite trade in ivory and other trafficked commodities being illegal in the Indo-Chinese nation, Vietnam continues to serve as a pseudo-hub for wildlife trafficking operations around the world. This recent event marks the largest seizure of smuggled ivory in the country in more than 4 years, with nearly 130 kilograms of ivory hidden in a container of cow horns originating from Africa in the northern port city of Haiphong, and an additional 500 kilograms being found shortly after. And now Spence with National.
Over the past week, an apparent Chinese spy balloon has been spotted floating over the United States. The balloon had been initially spotted floating over the nuclear silos in Montana, and then moved into Kansas City. However, on Saturday, 6 miles out over the coast of South Carolina, the balloon was finally brought to its demise. This has caused an outrage amongst Americans, especially since the Pentagon has refused to immediately shoot it down, despite President Biden's orders to do so. Recently, it has been decided that Ohio police officers that shot Joe Frazier Jr. will not be charged. The alleged officers say Frazier was driving his minivan towards us. However, this was refuted by Joe's relatives, saying that he was just trying to clean out his dead grandmother's apartment. In northeastern Ohio, a train with over 100 cars was derailed East Palestine. There had been 20 cars containing harmful substances, and some of which containing a harmful material called vinyl chloride. The fire is still pressing on, and authorities informed that they cannot estimate when they could put the fire out. Evacuation of the area and sheltering currently remains in place, and now with the Philly and local news.
We've recently been on fire in the studio room in Port Washington. However, Manhasset cannot say the same. On Saturday night, around 9 to 11 p.m., a massive blaze of fire broke out next to Manhasset's very own Landmark Diner, with over 25 fire departments responding to the incident, leaving all of Manhasset and the Americana of Manhasset closed off by the Port Washington Police Department. Many cars and people were forced to be redirected into neighborhoods, making it difficult for Port Washington residents to go back into town. Thankfully, no one was injured, and the fire was taken out, leaving heavy building damages. If you're interested in making a new furry friend, come down to North Shore Animal Shelter to meet your new furry friend today. Choose your best friend today. Your weather forecast for today, Monday, February 6th, will be 49 degrees Fahrenheit with strong cold winds, so make sure to put on a puffer jacket and a good outfit. And on to Higgins with sports.
In the NBA, star player Kyrie Irving and Markieff Morris have been traded to the Dallas Mavericks. In return, the Nets received Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, a 2027 and 2029 second-round pick, as well as a 2029 first-round draft pick. In college basketball news, the number one-ranked Purdue Boilermakers fell 74-79 to the 21-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Trace Jackson Davis led the way for the Hoosiers, scoring 25 points on 47% shooting. For the Boilermakers, Zach Edey scored 33 points and had 18 rebounds. The NFL Pro Bowl game was last Sunday. As of last year, the game was changed to flag football. The NFC defeated the AFC 35-33. Quarterback Geno Smith amounted 239 passing yards, along with 5 passing touchdowns for the NFC. Now off to Engel for the Super Bowl news.
Super Bowl 57 will take place this Sunday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams finished the regular season with a 14-3 record and the 1 seed in their respective conference. The Eagles have outscored their opponents this postseason by a combined score of 69-14, while the Chiefs have won each of their games this postseason by one possession. The game is very even, as ESPN analytics have the game as an exact 50-50 split, and the Eagles are only favored by 2 points. This Super Bowl will be the first time in NFL history that two brothers have faced off against each other in the Super Bowl as players. First-team All-Pro tight end Travis Kelce of the Chiefs will face off against his older brother, first-team All-Pro Jason Kelce of the Eagles. Another storyline to follow is that of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Reid was the head coach of the Eagles from 1999 to 2012, when he was then fired and hired by the Chiefs, who he would lead to win Super Bowl 54 in 2020. Now Cal with weather.
Thank you, Angel. Good morning, Port Washington. And today, if you're finally thinking about going outside for a walk or a run, today is your day. Even though it might be a little cold, it's just going to be above 45 degrees with a little bit of wind. This week is looking way warmer than last week, so you can finally start wearing your sweatshirts and coats if you want. But sweatshirt weather is finally here. Highways look pretty clear, but there's a small traffic jam before exit 42 eastbound on I-95. Smooth sailing if you're going all the way out today, though. Some clouds range over Suffolk, but Nassau and the boroughs are looking very clear and sunny right now. Get ready for next week, as the temperature might be up in the 50s. Maybe Punxsutawney Phil was wrong, and spring is pretty close. The time is 11:05, and here's John Powers with business.
Thanks, Cal. In the world of business, venture capital for black entrepreneurs plummeted 45% in 2022. Data shows black entrepreneurs have historically faced disparities in securing VC funding and typically receive less than 2% of overall dollars each year. By the end of 2022, adverse market conditions led to a 36% drop in overall VC dollars, but black entrepreneurs saw a 45% decrease in financing. Next up in business news, UPS and Teamsters prepare for high-stakes talks with union contracts set to expire. United Parcel Service, aka UPS, in April will start to negotiate a new national union contract, with the current one set to expire on July 31st. CEO Carol Tom believes negotiations will conclude before the end of July. One more story in business, Ticketmaster braces for Beyonce's Renaissance tour amid fears of Taylor Swift-level demand. Ticketmaster is gearing up for what's expected to be high demand for tickets to Beyonce's upcoming Renaissance World Tour. Ticketing for the North American leg of tour begins February 6, according to Ticketmaster, which is attempting to recover from a botched pre-sale for Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Now Chase with entertainment.
For the latest in entertainment, Smokey Robinson talks about retirement, jokingly saying, "I tried that once and it didn't work for me." As retirement would leave behind a noteworthy legacy of 50 years in the music industry. Lizzo takes to the stage at the 2023 Grammys, dressed in a vibrant, completely orange outfit, making quite the spectacle. Melinda Dillon, starring in a multitude of shows, including A Christmas Story and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, dead at 83. The actress was nominated for 2 Academy Awards, and fans are deeply saddened upon such news. Now, Linda with Science and Technology News.
So-called water battery to help store some of Europe's energy. Working off gravity, this system is creating tunnels in the Swiss mountains, producing power. This power is to be stored inside the mountains, resulting in the energy being generated. It will be used to generate renewable energy. This project so far has cost about $2.1 billion, and the water battery can be used at any time. Recently, a massive iceberg shelf named A81 broke off from Antarctica's plains. Scientists insist the iceberg was expected to break off. The length of this ice shelf is about 600 miles long. The ice is melting along the northmost part of Antarctica, and this is a natural process that is no better due to global warming. Now passing it off to Robert with Shriver News.
Wilson coming in with Shriver News. This was a busy weekend for sports. This weekend was very important for wrestling, basketball, and the cheer team. We started off with the JV basketball team beating Oceanside 45-29 on the 3rd. This followed up with the cheerleading team later that night had a busy weekend with their senior night and a performance the next day at Tresper Clark High School, which they did fantastic with 0 deductions. On the 4th this weekend, there were qualifiers for the Port Washington wrestling team at Uniondale. The wrestling team did very well, and most kids ended up moving to counties. With the new semester that started, a lot of kids' schedules were changed. Most of the kids got new courses and ended up getting switched into different times for their main core classes. I realized this when half of the kids in my gym class didn't show up or were extremely late. I am personally excited for this new semester because I got a lot of new kids in my class and a whole bunch of new seats. Now passing this to Baxter with offbeat news.
Thanks, Robert. Now let's get some offbeat news to lighten some days. Over the weekend in Chesterfield Township, Michigan, a town just north of Detroit, 6-year-old Mason Stonehouse had some fun on the food delivery app Grubhub, ordering roughly $1,000 worth of food. Keith Stonehouse, the father of Mason, had no clue that Mason ordered the food and was not so pleasantly surprised when the costly meal showed up to his doorstep. Dallas Zoo had a robbery on their hands as a 24-year-old man attempted to steal two monkeys from the exhibit. Davion Irvin was arrested Thursday and was charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty as well as 2 counts of burglary. He was held in jail on Friday with a $25,000 bond, and more information to come as it's released. Slightly more local, over in Miller Place, New York, an 82-year-old woman was pronounced dead in a nursing home on Sunday, and was found breathing only a couple hours later. She was located and pronounced dead at Water's Edge Rehab Center at 11:15 a.m., and was transferred to O.B. Davis Funeral Home at 2:09 p.m. No health or personal information was released about the woman, but we can surely say it was a shock to everyone involved in the situation. Thank you for listening to WDOT Port Washington, and we will see you next time.